Someone once said, do the math, count your blessings. That's a beautiful statement. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Do the math, count your blessings. Yes. If we ever take a moment, although it's going to take a lot more than a moment, but if we ever take a moment and count our blessings, we will be surprised at how many moments it takes. And we will recognize that we can never count them all. We can never count all of our blessings. If we were just to count the blessing of being able to breathe, and each breath is a blessing, my goodness, each pump of our heart is a blessing. Each vision that we see out of our eyes, each scene that we see, each book that we read, each television show that we see, each audio video that we make, whatever we do, oh my, what a blessing. And the words that we speak, I love you, all is in divine order. Ach, mein Gott, you're fantastic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Think of it. Do the math. Count your blessings. Every day, we have more blessings than we know what to do with. Every day we have more experiences in our life than we know how to handle. And every day our life becomes more and more exciting, filled with more and more illuminating experiences that just uplift us and send us into a heavenly feeling all the time. Do the math. Take out your calculator. On the new iPhone, they have a adding machine, and I think that's kind of charming. And it's an adding machine that'll do anything any other adding machine will do, and do it very quickly and very easily, and it's right there. You've always got it right with you, in just that tiny form. You have the weather report, you have the stock report, you have the YouTube, you have so many things. It's just wonderful. And all in one little container. Now, iPhone has come out with this, and it is setting the industry on its ear. It is the precursor for what's to come. Now, anybody else who wants to compete with iPhone is going to have to be better. It's going to have to offer more on their phones. It's going to have to offer batteries that last longer than 4.5 hours. It's going to have, but iPhone has even the iPod, which offers music and lectures and which offers movies and books and everything else like that. Fantastic. Fantastic. More and more things are coming. And if you will allow advertising on your phone, they say they'll even make the phones at no charge to people, just to have the advertising there, because you're going into people's heads and they're sort of forced to see the advertising if you want it. And then you can pay for certain things not to have the advertising, but then you're back to where you are now. Do the math. Count your blessings. What are your blessings? What are the things that are taking place in your life that are just tickling you to pieces, making you feel just so very, very good? What are the things that make you feel just like you'd like to get up and roar and say, yes, 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 I'm so happy? These are blessings. These are blessings. Look around you. I like to clean up my house. And I clean up my house, and then in the process of cleaning it, I say, well, I want to look through this, and I want to look through this, and I want to look. And then the next thing you know, I got a dozen piles sitting around that I want to look through. And then it makes the house all messy again. So I clean up those things and put them away, and then I have it all clean again. But I didn't look through them all. And everything's in order, and it's so nice. And then I start doing things in my house again, and piles come up. The piles just have to be there. One sheet of paper on top of another. One little note on top of another. My handkerchief is sitting on top of the joy book, on top of some letters that I'm writing, and all sorts of things. And my goodness sakes, this is a busy, busy, busy. What a blessing. Wow. I went into the bathroom this morning, and I took my shaver, and I shaved my face, and My face is so smooth and so wonderful, and I say to myself, oh, I feel so good. That's a blessing. Oh, my gracious sakes, it's a blessing. And then as I brushed my teeth, I brushed them solidly and well, and I said to myself, what wonderful teeth I have. Oh, what blessings, my goodness sakes. And then I looked in the mirror, and I saw my face, and I said, wow, what a fantastic blessing that face is. Such a happy face, such a joyous face. It's not pretty, it's not handsome, it's not this, it's that, and maybe it is. It all depends on who's looking at it. But the thing is, it's a face of a happy person. And that's the most wonderful blessing that any of us could have. Would you like to have the face of a happy person? I was going to say happy man, but you might be a lady or a girl. Would you like to have the face of a happy person? I would think so. Then put it on. It's in your closet there. It's been hiding away there, waiting for you to come in and put it on. Ooh, here I am, Halloween. And so you put on the happy face. And when you put on the happy face, everybody says, ooh, what a silly person, but a happy face. But it's kind of nice. Kind of nice to have a happy face around here. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Happy faces. And all these happy faces are blessings. My goodness, they're blessings. They're blessings that just make us feel so, so good. Are you ready to feel so, so good? I know I am. I am. I have a dog. Golden Retriever, you hear about him often. He is a big boy. He is really a king-sized Golden Retriever. I am well-fed, not fat, solid, solid, solid muscle. We go running around our 104-acre ranch here up in the mountains, and we just have a great old time. And he's here and there and everywhere, and he's off to that end and this end and there, and he is everywhere. And my goodness sakes, I'm just walking, and by the time I get around the entire campus, the 3-mile path around the campus, he's done it a dozen times. And of course, yes, sure, he comes up to me, he's panting away, and I said, Rexy, having fun? He said, oh boy, Dad, am I having fun. And then off after another rabbit, off after whatever else is out there for him to chase and for him to play with. And he sees a bag blowing away, oh, I've got to catch that. And he just catches a leaf, he catches a flower, he catches whatever. He was out on our deck the other day as we were on the patio having a meal. And we looked over at him, and we have beautiful grapevines growing up our trellises around the edge of our patio. And what is he doing? He is with his, Rex is a big Golden Retriever, and Little Love is a mini pin. And he and Little Love are breaking off the branches of grapes and eating the grapes. And they're not supposed to eat grapes, but they're eating them on their own. And they're not even totally ripe, but they're having a ball. But they break the branches off. No more grapes could come. And I have to say, cool it, boys, cool it, you know. But are they having fun? My goodness, are they having fun. I come home from anywhere, shopping or what have you, or even from being at the other house while Rex is up at the monastery. And I come up to the monastery, and Rex sees me as I come in the door, and he jumps in the air, and he's already up in the air. He jumps in the air, and he twists and turns and comes and looks at my eye and says, "Say, I'm glad you're here. Oh, you make me so happy. I'm so glad you're here. You make me so happy." Boy, do I count my blessings. Mm-mm. And then he takes his paw, and he puts it on me, and he wants to be loved. And then I put my arms around him, and he's like a fluffy teddy bear. Oh, do I count my blessings. What a blessing I have in having Mr. Rex here. But I'm not possessed by him. If Mr. Rex were somewhere else, that's fine too. But he's here with me, and he's my blessing as long as I have him. Just like marriages, you know, the wife or husband sometimes die before the other, and they say, oh dear, I'm so lost. And I say, my goodness sakes, how long did you have them as your partner? Oh, 20 years, 15 years, 40 years. Wow, what a blessing. Now you go on and let them go. They're off to another dimension, and you find another friend and enjoy their company. You don't have to get married, you can or you're not, but Find another friend that you can have a relationship with and that you can feel good with, just like you did with your spouse, and you'll find that your blessings just continue. And I assure you, this is what your spouse would have done if they died after you. You know, they're not going to sit around and mourn for what's past. They're going to be thankful for what's past and count their blessings. And then they're going to go on with new relationships, with new feelings of friendship, because they enjoy having a spouse around the house. How about you? Do you enjoy having a spouse around the house? Well, then have one. And that's great. That doesn't mean you don't appreciate the spouse that you had. It just means that you're ready for a spouse around the house. And I think that's charming. Yes, we can all have a spouse around the house if we want. Now, are you going to count your blessings? Begin counting by all the lovely things that happen. But I say no, not really. I say, if we count our blessings physically, and spend our time counting our blessings, we only do that if we're pretty bad off, in pretty bad shape. We live our blessings. And I think rather than counting our blessings, to live our blessings is the greatest. Because when a little child smiles at you and you just tickle all over, inside of you, outside of you, you just goosebumps everywhere. Now, you wouldn't want to live in a state of constant goosebumps. It would seem nice at the moment, but it's very tiring, very demanding. So, live it, and then go on to the next joyous experience. The next joyous experience is maybe the child's first words. The next joyous experience might be when your neighbor comes over and says, "I hear you've been not feeling too well lately. Let me give you a bowl of chicken soup. I want to share with you." "I don't like chicken soup. I don't eat chicken soup. I don't want chicken." Shut up. Accept. That's a blessing. Take the chicken soup and dump it down the sink if you wish. But it's a blessing. They're giving you a blessing. Take it. Take it. That's their way of saying, "I love you." That's their way of saying, "When I give something, it's a blessing to me. And please accept. You don't have to do anything with it. Just take it. And it's my blessing to give it, and it's our blessing to learn to receive and say, thank you, thank you, thank you." Someone gave you $1 million, you wouldn't get angry about it. You wouldn't dump it down the sink. Just accept all your blessings and count them as you will, because life is just filled with magic if we keep the flow going. So count your blessings today and live them, and then go on to the next ones, because they are everywhere around us, waiting for us to recognize them. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.